Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, welcoming to the studio Grammy-winning singer and songwriter, Mr. Jason Mraz. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mario? Thanks for having me on your show.
I'm Will. Thank you for taking the time to come. Been a fan for a while, so nice to meet you in person.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
So let's talk about the new song. It's blowing up right now. Have It All is the name of it. What's the story behind this one?
Well, it goes all the way back to 2012. I was traveling in Myanmar, as one does, and the common greeting over
Wait, I beg your pardon? Where?
In Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
Oh, okay.
And the common greeting amongst Buddhist people there is Tashi Dilek, four syllables.
Tashi
and
Dilek.
That translated to me as, may you have auspiciousness and causes of success.
Deep.
Right? Deep.
Okay.
And I loved that salutation. So I took to my journal. I tried to clone that phrase many times. Found myself writing in raps, in rhyme scheme. And the song was essentially born in my journal on the airplane home. And that was about 5 years ago. And since then, I've been in and out of different studios and with my band. And the world has changed so much. I felt like it was finally time to bring this song forward and create a song, share a song that's a musical blessing or greeting card. You know, I love the idea that someone bowed to me and gave me this blessing.
Right.
And for the whole point of hoping to end human suffering for one person. And I think that's what music does really well for us when we find a great song.
No, of course, it's incredibly impactful. And what a great message it is. Do you usually, is that the process? You get inspired by something and you'll write it down? Is it the words usually first as opposed to the music? And
yep.
It varies.
It varies. But usually, yes, a message or a word or a phrase is the prompt that, or is the spark that turns into a larger flame. And, but sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night with a melody as well. And then I want to try to find the best phrase that fits that melody.
Got it.
So, but most of the time it is a message. And, you know, when you're out there in the world singing songs night after night and here on radios talking about songs, I would rather find these deep messages and these ways that music can serve humanity more than just, I'm trying to get the girl. And I did that in my early 20s. I'm not going to say that I didn't.
Right, because love's a constant thing.
Love is a constant thing. But, you know, now I want to make sure, you know, I look at somebody like Mr. Rogers, and he loved so many. And we grew up into adults still touched by what he gave us.
Right.
And that's the kind of songwriter I want to be.
Sure.
Is somebody that can reach all ages and demographics.
Well, you get older, your priorities change.
Big time.
You've got stuff you want to say.
Yeah, your motives change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Priorities, all of the above.
That's right.
This song's cool, though, because it's got a cool summertime sound to it.
Yeah.
Right? So it seems to kind of capture the vibe of summer.
Yeah, and that's I'm always trying to do that, too, is how can I get that San Diego sunshine bottled up in an MP3?
Right. You know? Where's home originally?
Richmond, Virginia. And that's
Richmond,
actually where
Virginia.
We shot the music video for Have It All. We shot it at Binford Middle School, and we had students from the School of Performing Arts come, and we had about 200 kids come to school on a Sunday to help me sing and dance this song to
fun.
Life. Yeah, it was a blast.
It's a fun video. Great energy to it. How come no accent?
Well,
did you have one at one point?
Oh, yeah. When I go home, I do talk like my dad. It changes a little bit, and
because you could have told me you were from San Diego, I would have believed you. I can't tell at all. Wow.
Well, when I was in high school, I thought maybe I'd end up on the news or on the radio. So I started to study more. Yeah, I made a conscious effort to clean up the accent.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you get inspired by any country artists that you want to go down that path once in a while?
No.
Explore, not necessarily.
No.
Well, no, they're great storytellers, so that's why
they
I thought
are.
Maybe.
I mean, I do enjoy the genre, but I don't attach myself to any of them. You know, I noticed on the countdown, Florida Georgia Line is in here, and I had a chance to work with them once, and I met a lot of great, great country artists. Thomas Rhett, I've worked with. Zach Brown, I've worked with. Love them.
No, that's cool. I just thought you were like either like a New York or LA guy. So that's cool. You're from the South.
Yeah, a little bit from the South.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks.
You got some flavor still being from there. Is an entire album possibly on the way? It's in the works, or
it is. I'm not allowed to actually say when it is. I can't tell you even why. I don't even know why I'm not allowed to say it. But
okay.
I'll tell you that I'm working on my press release right now.
Okay, that's good. You are hitting the road though this summer.
I am hitting the road. Nice. Good Vibes Tour, Beyond Tour, all summer long, starting late July, goes through late September, all around the U.S.
Are you playing solo shows? Are you bringing a band?
I'm bringing the full band. I'm bringing Raining Jane. I'm bringing Toco Rivera, and I'm bringing Brett Denon. He's sharing the summer with me.
And I know earlier, I remember reading you did a little run on Broadway.
I did.
You worked on the
Sarah
Bareilles'
musical Waitress.
Yes.
Man, that was a thrill.
How'd you? It's a lot of work, huh? Those eight
I
shows
loved
a week.
It was tons of work, but I absolutely loved it. I got to put my set list aside. I got to put my, I didn't have to pick out my wardrobe. You know, you just show up at the theater, hired to be a performing artist.
How long was your run?
14 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So like 3.5 months.
Perfect.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, I know some people do it for years.
Yeah, I know.
Or their whole lives, if they're lucky enough.
That's a nice little run.
It was a great run. I got paid to live in New York, fulfill a bucket list dream.
Right.
Make out with Sarah Bareilles every night.
Not bad gig.
That was part of the job. It wasn't something that was happening after the show.
Yeah.
It was written in the script.
Now, I got to tell you, one of my favorite fun facts about you is you own an avocado farm.
I do.
That is my favorite
man,
fruit.
I should have brought
fruit,
you some.
Correct?
It is a fruit.
Man. Damn it, Frazier. You didn't give me a heads up. I'm an avocado. I'm always constantly.
I like to let you surprise people with that.
Man.
I am
tell you
very
what, I'll
passionate.
Send you some.
My
I
man.
Send you some.
Jason, all right, you're on record now.
I will.
You
got
to come. How does
no
one
problem.
Come to own an avocado farm? I grew up with an avocado tree in my front yard.
Okay.
And I thought that was just gold, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is.
Avocados are incredibly expensive, and I'm hearing that they could possibly be extinct in the future, right?
Well,
I'm hoping that's a vicious rumor and scientists are just lying.
It's not that they're extinct. There's plenty of farmers out there who are continuing to replant and graft new varieties that are drought tolerant or at least salt tolerant. There's a lot of innovation happening in avocados. So they'll be around.
Good.
However, most of the avocados we eat today were planted in the late 1960s. So those generation trees are coming to an end. And that's where I live. I live on a farm. I moved out there because I just wanted to make noise and be weird. And
where at?
In San Diego.
Oh, so you do live in San Diego.
Yep.
Got it. Where in San Diego?
I live in Oceanside, San Diego.
Oh, it's nice
North County, San Diego.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted to be weird out in the country. And after a few years, I realized, oh my gosh, I live on an avocado grove and it's up to me as the landowner to determine the fate of these trees. And I became more involved in agriculture. And now after 14 years living out there, I'm heavily involved in agriculture. And so we're actually helping these trees get another year, another generation and interplanting with future generation of avocados.
Good for you. Yeah. I literally eat avocados every day.
Me too.
It's twice a day, probably, for sure for breakfast. And I usually have them in my rolls or I have them put in my steak.
Yeah.
They're the best
Drop
fruit,
them in
man.
Your smoothie.
And, oh, I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. You can do avocado pies.
Wait,
you
what?
You can do avocado puddings. The best
what?
Is chocomole. And that's where you turn your avocado into a pudding and then add... Sweeten it with however you like. It could be dates. It could be agave. It could be stevia.
Oh, look at that.
It could be maple syrup, a little vanilla.
Yes.
And when you add raw cacao powder, the entire thing turns brown, chocolatey, delicious.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
And you can serve raw chocolate mousse to all your guests, and they'll never know they're eating avocados.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Your
chocomole.
Fun avocado recipes. That's
yeah.
awesome, man.
You can put
Very
it on your
cool.
face.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, last thing, this is the 15th anniversary of your first big hit, The Remedy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember the song was everywhere. And what do you remember most about that time? It's got to feel like yesterday, right?
A little bit like yesterday, but also a little bit foggy. It was a wild time because I was going from 0 to 60, you know, overnight. I was a coffee shop singer-songwriter. I didn't even have a band, but when you make your first album and you have studio musicians and suddenly you make this big band sound, when the song hit on the radio almost overnight, I had to hire a band and figure out how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a blast, but it was also a lot of work. And it was a song that scared the heck out of me because like I said, I was an acoustic singer-songwriter in a coffee shop who suddenly had this big pop sound. And I was nervous about how that was going to change me, but it made me... It changed me for the better because that song actually ended up touching people's lives. It was a song written about a friend of mine who was surviving a cancer battle. And that song ended up really reaching that community especially. So when I went and toured around, I started to meet all these people who were affected by something similar.
The thing about great music too, unlike some movies that you watch at the time that you think are great, they hold up. Great music will hold up. Some films that I've seen, I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I saw them and I thought they were the best things. And I saw them 15, 20 years later. I'm like, you know, that's not as good.
Yeah.
I just, what happened? But a song holds up. When it's great, there are 10 times out of 10, it'll be great 20 years later.
Right.
Which is cool. I won't put you on the spot. Quick That's questions, right. quick answers, all right?
All right.
Go to karaoke song.
It's Not Unusual, Tom Jones.
Yes. That's in my repertoire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
We might have to have a challenge.
No. Wow.
Last show you binge watched.
Oh, Wild Wild Country.
Right? Did you Netflix. Finish it all?
I just finished it last night on the airplane.
I got 3 episodes to go.
Woo!
Right? Who knew that even existed?
I know. I can't believe
that. Those people
that.
In Oregon did.
Yeah, right. And
they
Antelope.
Did.
Antelope,
yeah.
Peregrine.
And Rajneesh Purim.
The last three get even crazier.
Oh, really?
They do. And you really can't figure out who did the wrong, but they all did bad things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I resolve. They, yeah. The government, the they all did, whatever. Yeah. The Rajneeshis, the Oregonites.
Right. Oregonians.
Anyway, that and the Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm really into that on Amazon.
Yeah. No, it's another one of the good things about having checked out. Celebrity crush growing up.
Mario Lopez.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
High school nickname.
Razzie, yeah. My friends call me Razzie.
Proudest career moment.
When I paid my parents back for college.
That is a great
that
moment.
That was cool. Yeah. That was a long time ago. Remedy helped me do that.
And last one, time travel destination. If you can go back for a week, what era?
Oh.
Or the future.
Future, I guess.
Wait, if I can go back for a week?
Just hang out for a week.
Not like a week ago.
No. Yeah. Like for a week at any time.
I see. Wow. That's wild. I think I'd like to go back to like 10 to 20,000 years ago.
Whoa, way
before
back.
Before our recorded history, because we think we know maybe 5, 6,000 years of recorded history, and then it gets really fuzzy, you know?
See, that'd be cool for me for like an hour, and I'm like, okay. But for a week, I'm going like late 70s.
I mean, you technically would
cool
be
cool, you know what I mean? Maybe Woodstock
like
when that week, or just check out some badass bands.
Yeah,
back in the day.
That's
fun,
true.
Right?
There's that. Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to change your mind there.
The thing I'd worry about is you go back to 20,000 years ago and you're there, and then your time machine needs a power outlet.
Right.
You know,
I'm thinking
they
the
don't
food
exist.
Options are limited too.
Big time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there's no drive thrus.
That's
yeah,
killing me.
There's no grocery stores.
Unless there's wild civilizations that are just not recorded and they're like, hey, welcome.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Welcome. They speak English.
Hey, welcome. We're super advanced.
On with Mario.com for Jason's tour dates. Indy here. Have it all. You can follow him on Twitter at Jason_Mraz. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.